Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The LA Witch. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
We are whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid?
In 1968, Los Angeles had its own official witch. Louise Huebner was born in New York in 1930. She was a psychic by the age of 10.
They always are.
She learned witchcraft from her grandmother and her mother, who were also witches. She was a hereditary witch, I guess, is what they
say.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people see things early on, and then a lot of people's, you know, generationally practice.
Yeah, I think it was not so much that she was working at a pottery barn and then decided, I think I'm going to be a witch. You know, some people do that with like, I think I'm just going to be a life coach.
I own a crystal and I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. Let's do this. Yeah.
So she seemed to have a long history with that. She was a sixth generation witch and a third generation astrologer.
I mean, that's a pretty nice pedigree.
She moved to LA with her illustrator husband, Mentor Huebner.
Hmm.
Just weird name. Mentor
Huebner.
He was an illustrator, and he was pretty successful. I think he worked on, you know, King Kong, the 1976 King Kong.
Cool.
Blade Runner, like a successful illustrator and working in movies. I thought by his name he was going to be some kind of, I don't know, some kind of like cult leader. But nope, just a working illustrator. Louise Huebner, she became the staff witch on LA's KLAC.
Amazing.
Radio station in the late 1960s. And this is kind of a running theme, but 1960s, late 1960s, early 1970s, perfect for all your Satanism, your witchcraft, your Wiccan, your satanic panic. It's a really, really great time. I'm not categorizing it like that, but that was a time where like that ran really wild. And it was a really cool, interesting time.
Yeah, definitely.
She was also great at PR for herself, which I really respect.
Yes.
Because, I mean, how many LA witches are there? How many prominent witches anywhere are there? There's a couple of prominent psychics, but when we talk about prominent witches or prominent ghost hunters like Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yeah.
But big name witches, not as many.
No, but I think you're right. That is a testament. We're doing an episode on her right now. That says something.
She was known for her long black hair, of course.
Oh, I love it.
Wasn't a blonde bob.
No, it wasn't an asymmetric ombre.
But maybe that would be the thing to be like, hey, listen, I'm a different kind of witch.
I mean, you can be whatever kind of witch you want to be.
And she looked the look. Flowing gowns, long black hair, bracelets, amulets, the whole thing. She would predict major historical events. There's a 1968 Santa Monica College student paper profile on her, and it credits her with predicting Robert F. Kennedy's assassination.
Whoa.
In 1968 at the Ambassador Hotel. Yeah.
I don't know what the prediction was, but pretty specific.
They said that he would die between 1901 and 2010.
Oh, wow. So she got it right. Nice work.
But I think it was pretty accurate. I mean, alleged, but somewhat accurate.
Mm-hmm.
In 1968, she was part of an 11,000 person ceremony at the Hollywood Bowl. This is her, the big thing she's known for.
Okay.
Getting right into it.
I love it.
Right after this break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Gotcha. We're back.
Oh. Oh?
So she was allowed to have a ceremony at the Hollywood Bowl, and she led the crowd in a sex spell.
I want to know this sex spell.
It was to ensure the continued sexual vitality of the county.
Of LA County? Of Los Angeles, California? I think we're pretty good on sex.
In the late 1960s?
Yeah, I mean,
what though?
It might be a stretch, but...
So Councilman Arthur Snyder had hired Huebner to host a party from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. the following day. It was a series of 12 summer concerts at the Hollywood Bowl, promoted by the L.A. County Parks and Recreational Division, would follow soon after. So it was a long event that she was kind of kicking off.
She had like a residency.
So she suggested that she host a spell cast. Not a podcast.
A spell cast.
Yes. It's a gathering of the residents from over 78 cities to collectively incant a spell that would increase the sexual vitality and fertility of the county.
Everyone got pregnant that night, men and women.
Louise asked everyone to collectively chant, "Light the flame, bright the fire. Red is the color of desire." Feel anything? Maybe it's not my nasally voice.
No, you know what? I thought of the 311, Amber is the color of your energy, so you can tell how sexual I have been today.
Yeah, that definitely gets me. That gets you going.
Oh boy, I need a sex spell stat.
The staff handed out red candles, chalk, and garlic, encouraging attendees to draw chalk circles around themselves for invocation. How fun.
I love it. I would have gone. I would have paid a hefty sum to attend this event.
New Year's Eve 1969, L.A. County Council John D. Maharg sent her a letter requesting that she rescind her title of the official L.A. witch that she was kind of throwing around.
How dare you?
And this is what the letter stated. As you must know, the scroll you received at the Hollywood Bowl on July 21st, 1968, was purely ceremonial and intended only to publicize the Sunday afternoon happenings at the bowl, presented by the County Department of Parks and Recreation at a public service. We must ask that you immediately discontinue the use of the title Official Witch of Los Angeles County or any similar designation, creating the erroneous impression that you are affiliated with Los Angeles County government. So I think people thought like, hey, you know, maybe where's our tax dollars going to, you know?
Going to sex spells?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also do not want to piss off a witch, you know? Like, for all the corruption that LA County has, the fact that, like, people might be up in arms about a witch saying official in her title.
I'm sure there's people that were like, hey, I'm a donor to this, I'm a donor to that, God. I don't like sex spells, and, you know, that's the only reason that my husband or my wife is interested in other people, because of the sex spell, because they always thought I was the only hottie, but the sex spell really changed them.
Yeah, the sex spell destroyed her credibility.
She did an article with Vice in 2009.
Oh, that's pretty recent.
She says, I predicted JFK... like every other astrologer, I was the only one who predicted President Johnson wouldn't run for re-election. The Russian spacewalk, the Watts riots, RFK, Robert F. Kennedy. I said something terrible would happen on that day in LA and would alter the course of history. Personally, I wouldn't leave the house. I was to be at a party and couldn't bring myself to go.
She missed out on a party. But also, okay. I mean, as you say it, I'm like, okay, those are big things.
1968 was also a time of upheaval. It was a pretty crazy time. Democratic National Convention, you know, a lot of counterculture, protesting. You know, we talk about this, all the 60s is going into the 70s. I'm not even 30 years old yet. And they ask anything recent. She says, I predicted Bush would be elected in my newsletters and people became angry with me. They have had odd reactions. I was right. Twice with him. I got terrible mail from Australia. It was sort of amusing. I don't know why Australia.
Yeah, they were so. Also, like, these are like there's been a lot that has happened in history, in the course of history, since she's been a practicing witch. Having those two be the only things that were big seems like a low ratio. Maybe I'm just being a bad witch supporter.
She's a prolific writer, I guess, publisher of works. Here's some of the titles. Power Through Witchcraft.
Love it.
Never Strike a Happy Medium. Your Future, It's in the Cards.
Oh!
Magical Creatures. Magical Candles, Enchanted Plants, and Powerful Gems.
I would buy all of these.
You can, I think. In the Palm of Your Hand. Your Lucky Numbers, Superstitions, Moon Magic.
And I love it.
She has albums. You can hear her incantations and stuff. So there's this... She left behind a pretty hefty legacy, died in Los Angeles at 84 in 2014, so it seemed like she left a pretty interesting life. It seemed like in the mid-70s, I think there's a bit of a changing of the guard. Yes, things were still pretty happening with witches and occult, but who knows where she kind of fell into that, and so she pretty much remained somewhat private from the mid-70s on, but... In the 1960s through maybe early 1970s, made a mark that not a lot of people know about when it comes to Los Angeles. I mean, imagine now going, hey, I'm a witch. Before Imagine Dragons goes on, can I?
Oh, sorry.
You mind if I just do a sex spell real quick? I mean, imagine that.
It's great. I mean, again, it speaks to a different time, but it also speaks to our time in that she was the precursor for all of the... witch marketing and all of, like, you should see my Instagram feed. So many gemstones.
The books, it's, you know, a naked, like, from the side, like a naked woman sitting in a pentagram with candles.
Oh, yes.
In that, like, perfect, like, 1960s drab but bright artwork.
Yeah.
It's really
like color
great.
Blocks and, like, I love it. I have a witchcraft book from the 70s. I wonder if it's hers. But I mean, we see that now, you know, all of these things, all of these ways of, you know, being a witch. I'm saying in air quotes because it's like, I don't think anyone has like a specific designation to what exactly that means. But she's kind of the grandmother of it all, you know? She's like the Gloria Steinem of witchcraft.
I saw Billy Joel at the Hollywood Bowl. There was a sex spell going on, I think.
Uh-oh. You know,
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.